how to drive a stick shift. More power and better gas mileage are just two of the reasons you might want to learn how to drive a stick shift. You will need a car with a manual transmission, patience, and practice. Step 1. With the car off, locate the clutch, which is on the floor in front of the driver to the left of the brake pedal. The clutch must be pressed down when shifting gears. Using your left foot, practice depressing and releasing the clutch pedal. Step 2. Study the gears. Manual cars have up to 6 gears. A guide is usually on the head of the stick shift, which is the lever to your right. They are often in an H pattern, with neutral in the middle. Step 3. Learn how to put your car in reverse. This usually involves pressing down on the stick shift and moving it to the far left or right, and then up or down. Consult the pattern on your stick. Step 4. With the car still off, press and hold the clutch down as you practice shifting through the gears of the car. Practice both shifting, or speeding up, and downshifting, lowering gears to slow down. Step 5. Find a flat and open area, such as an empty parking lot. With the car in neutral, depress the clutch and foot brake. Turn on the car. Step 6. Put the car in first gear. Now you're ready to go. Step 7. Release the foot brake and slowly press down the gas pedal as you simultaneously release the clutch. The car will move forward. Easing down the gas while releasing the clutch is a delicate maneuver that takes practice. In the beginning, you'll probably pop the clutch, meaning the car will lunge forward and stall. Step 8. Continue pressing the gas to make the car go faster. Once you hear the engine begin to rev higher, or see the tachometer hit around 2500 RPM, depress the clutch and shift into second, then slowly release the clutch while giving it gas. Don't keep your foot on the clutch, called riding the clutch, when you're not using it. You could wear it down. Step 9. As you go faster, repeat the shifting process for higher gears. The following is a general range for the different gears. First, 0 to 10 miles per hour. Second, 3 to 25 miles per hour. Third, 15 to 45 miles per hour. Fourth, 30 to 65 miles per hour. Fifth, 45 miles per hour and up. Step 10. To decrease speed, go through the gears in reverse order. To stop at a light, either release the clutch and put the car in neutral, or keep the clutch engaged with the car.
Being able to drive a manual is an important skill for everyone. It makes driving the car a lot more exciting. And it opens up a world of new possibilities of vehicles that you can and should drive with your new talent. And if you're a female watching this video, being able to drive a manual is sexy. The best way to learn how to drive a manual car is to actually own one. If you can only borrow a friend's car once every 2 months or so for an hour, it's going to be a long and difficult process. But that doesn't mean it's impossible. When I bought this car, which was the first manual car that I ever owned, I bought it with about 10 hours of manual driving experience. So both the test drive and the ride home were very interesting experiences. But within a week, I was comfortable, loving life, and it almost felt like second nature. Learn how to drive a manual in well-fitting normal shoes. Doing this in clunky boots, flip-flops, or high heels will make this a lot harder than it already is. The best place to learn how to drive a manual is in a big, empty parking lot.
Hey guys, welcome down here to Dockweiler Beach. You know, I have seen on the internet many places, like in Reddit and Twitter, the comment threads in our videos. There's a lot of people out there with enthusiasm for driving the manual transmission, but they don't necessarily know how to do it yet. So I have worked together with drivinggear.com. That's driving-gear.com. Doesn't mean you necessarily have to have driving. Allow you to accelerate quicker at the bottom of the ratio stack, or go faster at the top end at the higher end of the stack. You start with 1 and you work your way up to 5, 6, or 7, depending on what kind of car you're driving, how many gears you have. We're in my Focus RS. I have 6 gears. So your engine is up front, running and spinning, and we're in neutral right now. If we're in neutral, we can sit here and running all day. We can rev the engine by blipping the throttle, and the engine is connected to the drive wheels via the clutch. The clutch is controlled by your third pedal here. And what the clutch is it's basically 2 plates, one on the engine side, one on the transmission side. The engine one is spinning all the time because your engine is spinning all the time. your transmission one is not spinning when you're stopped. So by releasing the clutch pedal, you rub them together and one gets the other one to start moving. The clutch pedal disengages that clutch from the transmission. So to get going, you have to get the car into gear without stalling it. So you press the clutch in, which separates the clutch from the transmission assembly, and you go into first gear. Now, there are three parts to a clutch throw, meaning your foot moving up and down the pedal. There's all the way on the floor, like it is now. There's all the way off, as if I go back into neutral. That engages the transmission, which is spinning in neutral right now. And then there's what they call the friction zone. The friction zone is the area in between where the clutch is rubbing together, creating a friction to get the other one moving. So the most important thing about a clutch is feeling where that friction zone is, knowing where the friction zone is. So what we're going to do is we're going to line up in a parking lot, as I imagine many of you will do, and I will, without touching the gas pedal at all, release the clutch pedal until the car starts to move a little bit, and then hold it there. Right where I'm holding it, that's the friction zone, where it's what they call riding the clutch. It's rubbing together, creating a friction, but it's getting the car moving. It does need to be said that in the Focus RS, if I release the clutch pedal a little bit, it will automatically rev the engine up a little bit. Most cars don't do that. It's a neat feature in this car. Nevertheless, the mechanics of this exercise are the same. The point is to very slowly release the clutch pedal without using the gas until the car starts moving. So here we go. Off the brake, no gas, and I'm going to release. Nothing's happening. See, now the car starts moving, and I'm holding it here halfway. Eventually, you can kind of tell. See, now you can tell that it's fully engaged. My foot's not all the way off. Now my foot is all the way off. So that process takes 4 to 5 seconds. Now we'll come to a stop and do it again. To come to a stop, you push the clutch in because you can't stop the car while the engine's still moving. You'll stall. Now we'll do it again. Foot off the brake, just release slowly. And there it's starting to catch, the car's starting to move slowly. And now I can take off from a stop without using the gas at all. No reason to overcomplicate things. Now we're gonna do it again. Stop, release, go. Okay, the car automatically revs the engine up just a little bit. That's just this car. Other cars won't do that. They'll just idle. But if you have any kind of reasonably sized engine, you can do that too. So do it again. Now I want you to repeat this at home like 100 times. Just off, I'll count it off, ready? 1, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005.